study what that mist that comes out of, usually off rivers. And
the fog?
Okay, and if there's a lot of it, you say it's... if there's, you know... If
misty?
It's, yeah, all right, but, you know, in reference to fog, if it was all over the whole area, the radio might say, be careful driving, it's...
Fogged in.
Okay. All right.
Or,
and,
or what?
Or what else might be said?
Fogged in, is that one thing I can
say? Okay. Did you ever use one with a Y ending?
Foggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
You could say it's foggy, yeah.
Okay. If no rain comes, which looks like it's not trying to happen here, but if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you might say you're having a what?
A drought. Okay. Or dry season.
Okay. And if the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, you say, what do you say it's doing?
It's getting gusty.
Okay. How about if it's just the opposite? If it's been very, very strong, it's gradually letting you know, slower and slower. What would you say it's doing?
It's letting up. It's getting dying down.
Okay. How about perhaps not here so much? Maybe up north a little. On a morning in the winter, in the fall, when you first go outdoors, and so you misjudge the weather. It was colder than you thought. If you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold. Not so cold as you couldn't handle. The kind of weather you like to be out in. You might say this morning is rather
nippy.
Just north of here, say north of Fort Myers, north of Florida, South Georgia, a place like that. If it was cold enough to kill tomatoes and flowers over the night, you know. You might say, last night we had eight.
Cold snap.
All right. How about what about the white stuff that's left on the ground?
Snow?
Well, no, not.
Oh, ice?
Okay. All right. How about the type of storm? You know, again, this isn't here at all, but let's say where it's very cold on the ground. And it rains, it comes down wet, but as soon as it hits the ground, it freezes. What kind of...
Oh, sleet.
All right, now, well, sleet comes down as ice, now, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, what if it comes down wet and freezes when it hits? Have you ever seen anything like that up north?
Is that hail? No.
Okay. I just wanted to ask about it. How about I hate to ask all these freezing questions here in Miami. How about very far north, if it got, say, to 10 degrees, stayed that way for 7 or 8 hours, and there was a lake out behind your house, what would happen to the lake?
It would freeze.
Okay.
The water would freeze.
Okay. And if it happened yesterday, you say it?
It froze.
And it had?
Frozen.
Okay. And, okay. Using your judgment, how would you say how tall you think this room is?
10 feet high.
Okay. All right. Now, what I want to ask you now, since I'm back to this point, in reference to
very cold.
Oh, generally, the type of neighborhood. Well, how would you characterize your neighborhood? You know, where you grew up and everything.
It's pretty nice. It used to be a lot of kids, but everyone started growing up. So now everybody's grown up and moved away. It's mostly couples, older.
Everybody's pairing off?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Went through a whole phase like that myself. How about when you were, all right, let's say, how far away were you from your elementary school when you were from your house?
About 4 blocks. Could walk to school.
Okay. Were there any stores like adjacent to the playground that catered to the business of the students?